Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Against the wall behind the bed, it said, "Forever's a dead man's joke," and that's the only thing it said. Hi Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my March new music picks. Alright, I'm going to be a little bit cheeky here and ask if I can do my February new music picks as well. Last couple of months have just been bonkers, just really busy. I just got back from spending 3 and a bit weeks over in the Southern Hemisphere in Australia and New Zealand. And preparing for that was, a busy time at work, so I just didn't get around to February new music, so I'm hoping that Patrick will let me do this. So let's go with my February new music picks, and then we can go into the March picks. My first pick is from one of my favorite New Zealand bands. It's a band called the D4. I think I picked this song from Dion Lunadon a while back, and he's a member of this band. To celebrate the 20th anniversary of their second and final album, Out of My Head, they've released that album on vinyl, which I did pick up when I was in New Zealand, and they've released an expanded version of the album digitally as well. The song I'm going to pick is a song called No Antidote. So it's not necessarily a new song. This is a song that they played all the time around this period, but never made it onto the record. I think they even recorded it for a John Peel session as well, their one and only John Peel session. It's been a song that I've always really loved, and they actually played it when I saw them 2 years ago in Wellington on one of the reunion shows, so it's obviously still a song that they really love. It's just awesome. It's kind of just a kind of driving, punked up rock and roll song, and it's great to finally have a studio version of this track that, to be honest, I think is one of their best. Second pick is another New Zealand band and another old song, but this one is a new recording though. My second pick is Slime by The Chills from Springboard, the early unrecorded songs. I picked If This World Was Made For Me a couple of months ago, but getting a chance to hear the whole record, Slime is definitely the highlight for me. This is a song which had been released as a live version from the Cricketers Arms in Wellington in October 85, on the secret box set that Martin released. And I think they did a fantastic job on the studio version of this. It's kind of melancholic, but the melody is fantastic and the playing is just right for the song. It's just so fantastic that Martin was able to realize these songs and finish this record before his death, because it's such a great bookend to the Chills career. And I'm also glad that I finally got to see them live at what I think is probably the second to last Chills show ever, at Whelan's in Dublin on the 22nd of June 2023. It was a long time coming, but what a fantastic show. So now that the February picks are out of the way, and thank you, Patrick, for putting them through, here are my March picks. My first pick is Eileen by Jason Isbell from his latest album, Foxes in the Snow. I got to see Jason at Vicar Street in Dublin prior to this album coming out, and Eileen was absolutely the highlight of that show. There's just something about it, and he delivered it with such conviction and feeling that night. And I vividly remember the lines against the wall behind the bed. It said, "Forever's a dead man's joke," and that's the only thing it said from that night. Such a good lyric.
Ended like it always is. Somebody crying on the phone. We tell each other you can still be friends. You both know you're on your own. My own behavior was a shock to me. I never thought I'd have the nerve. I hope you're sleeping through the night, Eileen. I hope they're grading on the curve. Eileen, you should have seen this coming sooner. You, I mean to be alone for all my days. Eileen, you thought the truth was just a rumor, but that's your way. Somebody broke my heart once, and I was useless for a week. I didn't leave my apartment, I didn't eat, I didn't speak. But then I found the letter she wrote against the wall behind the bed. It said, "Forever is a dead man's joke," and that's the only thing it said. Should have seen this coming sooner. Do I mean to be alone for all my days? Eileen, you thought the truth was just a rumor, but that's your way, that's your way.
My last pick is Eternal by The Wave from an EP called The Eternal EP. The Wave by Graham Coxon of Blur fame, and Rose Eleanor Dungo, who some people may remember from The Pipettes. They released a couple of records, a self-titled in 2023, and City Lights in 2024. What instantly hit me about this song is it has the feeling of a Syd Barrett solo song, but without the kind of ropey playing that you got on those records. There's something about the feel or the chords picked or the way the instrumentation is put together. But then it gets big and quite glorious. There's a great mix of dark indie pop with some strings. Graham puts in some saxophone that he's been using a lot with this band, but also some really pretty parts of it as well. Anyway, that's all from me. Back in a very, very wet Dublin. It's supposed to be spring, but you know, that's what you get for living in Ireland, eh? I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
A wall of gold shine out to the dark blue sea. No open door, no home for me. Take me within to live for a thousand years. Then we can be as one.
Yeah.